Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. This weather has been outrageous. It's after Labor Day. We're still hitting the 90s.
It is not fall, so we are not going to drink a fall drink.
So you were inspired, though, to fix a drink for us.
Because it's been so hot, I decided to take us in a tiki direction today. Also taking a little inspiration here from some research I've been doing for an upcoming class on beer cocktails.
Yeah, beer's not the first thing I think about when I think about tiki drinks.
So if you think about it, a lot of, especially these hoppy IPAs, have some really nice citrusy notes. Some even have pineapple-y kinds of notes. And this drink actually came about because two bartenders out on the West Coast had a keg with just a little bit of an IPA left, and they were trying to, like, use it up. And so they were like, oh, let's put it in a cocktail. So they call this the Strange Brew, and I thought it would be a good drink for a hot day.
So did you use a Michigan beer?
I did, of course. I actually, on another hot day this week, I went to the store and I got an assorted pack of singles to try some new-to-me Michigan beers. And this one is called Dawn of Vim, and it is a fresh IPA from Brewery Vivant out in Grand Rapids.
Which we visited and had fun there.
That's right. We like their beers a lot, and I like this one a lot, too.
Any other Michigan ingredients?
So our gin, this is a gin-based tiki drink, and our gin that we're using is the Gin Stash Gin from Rusted Crow Spirits in Dearborn.
I don't know them.
They've been around for quite a while now, but we just haven't had a chance to use their spirits up until now. But this is really fun. They were founded by a tattoo artist, and that really is reflected in their labels because they have these fantastical labels. This one is called Gin Stash as a play on words with the gin stash that everyone had during Prohibition, but it features a guy with a fantastic mustache.
And a nice bowler as well. Well, that sounds interesting. How do you make this drink?
So in a cocktail shaker, I combine 2 ounces of gin, 3/4 of an ounce of velvet falernum, and that's a tiki ingredient that's sort of a spice liqueur of sorts, and then 1 ounce of fresh pineapple juice. You can use the stuff from the can if that's all you have. It is better with fresh. And then 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, and I shook that all up, strained it into a tiki mug. You could use an old-fashioned or a highball glass. Added my 2.5 ounces of the IPA, and then topped it up with some crushed ice and gave it a beautiful mint garnish.
Yeah, you know, when you pulled out that little machine to crush your ice, I was thinking, where is her, you know, her blender, her mixer, something like that? What is that?
So this is a isomat, and I bought a regular hand crush ice machine a while ago, the one that you can go into a store and buy right now, and they're horrible. They're made of plastic. They fall apart. They get rust all over your ice. They're just really not good. I have an electric ice crusher in my basement when I need bigger volumes, but it's finicky and it's hard to work with. So I actually did some research online and found out that the best ice crushers to get are these vintage ones from the 1950s and 60s that are this Isomat brand. And they're all over eBay, and you can get one for $10 for the inexpensive ones, all the way up to more for the sought-after varieties.
A vintage ice machine seems perfect for a tiki drink somehow. Should we have a taste?
I snuck one already, so you go first this time.
Oh. So it's like the taste of the beer, the gin, and the pineapple all hit at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting because usually you get that front taste, the aftertaste, something like that, but they all hit exactly at the same time. It was an interesting experience. I liked it, but it was surprising.
I agreed. It is this remarkably consistent tasting cocktail, which I think is great for a day like today. It's not fancy or it doesn't make you think. It's just something that you really want to sip on a hot day.
All right. That's the Strange Brew. Tasty and very summery. As long as we still have a little summer left, might as well enjoy it. Cheers.
Cheers.